gentlemen, that completes our old business for today. And moving on to other business, our first item is Nantego MRRPC, change of zone number 1605 on Route 24 site plan.
Mr. Wheatley, this is a preliminary site plan for 367 townhouse style units located on 93 acres. The approved ordinance permits 373 townhouse style units. They're proposing 37 unit buildings, 12 six unit buildings, and 17 five unit buildings. The six unit buildings are duplexes, which are situated in a pod type setting. Building lengths, separation distances, and setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. 734 parking spaces are required, 740 are provided. They're also proposing a community center with a swimming pool, which has 11 parking spaces. This rezoning was approved with 17 conditions. They would need to be addressed and referenced on the site plan. And they're basically asking for a conceptual approval on this design, so they would come back.
All right, then.
So based on your information, Mr. Abbott, am I correct in that if we approve this as a concept, then they're going to come back with for a preliminary approval?
Yes.
That would cite all the conditions that we stipulated as part of the original public hearing?
It will have come back as a preliminary and a final because it's RPC.
Question?
Sure.
Does our ordinance have any requirements to preclude all this backing out into the main thoroughfare? Almost every road has parking perpendicular to the road, which means when you pull out, pulling out into both lanes of traffic.
Usually we've treated multifamily site plans interior driveways.
Are they going to have names? Are the roads going to have names?
Are there representatives here on behalf of this?
Someone here representing this application? I believe that Chair recognizes Mr. Schrader.
Mr. Schrader recognizes Mr. Counts.
Perhaps you were.
Couldn't hear everything that was being said, so Mr.
Okay.
Counts could repeat his
question. We'll get you a rerun on that.
I guess I understand these are, quote, driveways, but in this layout, they're going to function as roads. Are they going to have names?
They are not, to the best of my knowledge.
I don't know if required by the mapping.
It
will probably have names.
For the benefit of the record, my name is Dennis Schrader. I'm the attorney for Nantego Properties, LLC, the applicant. And to my immediate right is Jason Palkowitz, an attorney.
that's
an insult. Oh, man.
You know, your mom's going to hate me. An engineer.
Understood.
Licensed in the state of Delaware.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Outstanding. Okay, guys, go ahead.
I believe they will have road names. I mean, obviously we can provide road names.
They will probably be required to have road names by mapping edge.
Okay. Identification purposes in an emergency.
Yes.
Yeah.
They'll have unit numbers.
So if these were real roads, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. But since they're multiple family roads, the ordinance doesn't preclude it. Is that what we're saying?
Preclude
backing out into the road.
You mean backing out of the driveways into the
backing out of the parking space into the road?
That is correct. It is not precluded by the ordinance.
Isn't, if affected. Is it precluded by the ordinance in any instance?
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is, and that's, I mean, you raise an excellent point.
Yeah.
We may have something there that needs to be addressed, but I don't think there's anything in the ordinance.
It's not been permitted in subdivisions. It has been permitted in diffuse mix subdivision cluster projects that are RPCs.
Okay.
So under certain circumstances.
Typically on collector road.
Okay.
But not this particular type.
Yeah, in this instance, there's nothing.
I take that back. Not on collector roads typically, but.
It happens once in a while.
Once in a while. In RPCs.
Okay.
It may be a community design issue we want to consider in amendments to ordinances.
Okay. Johnson?
I have a question. Are you all going to provide a shuttle service to these parking spots? I mean, they're like out in Never Never Land in relation to the buildings. And in particular, if you look at when you come to that first traffic circle and you turn right, you got parking spaces that are, looks like nowhere near any housing units. Looks like 15 of them. There were, when you branch to your left and even when you go to your right, they're just like disassociated from many buildings.
I see what you say with the first row. The other ones are fairly close to the buildings. We can surely move those 15 spaces closer to the buildings.
For example, you got those 15, you got the other six that's right around the corner from them. What buildings would they be going to?
As I said, your point is well made. We can surely move those. Those 15 and the six.
And the six. Are there any others? I mean, they just like
stick out. Yep.
Stuck right out.
You're correct. Yeah. But I'm looking at the rest of that. I don't see any that are that.
All those two? Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, the other ones look like you're furnishing parking for the shopping center next door.
It might be. That'd be a good idea. Walkies and get old something and not drop.
Just an observation about shuttle service. I don't. I mean, I don't doubt you got your number of parking spots in there. It's just a question of whether or not they're really appropriate in relationship to your buildings.
Well, we're coming back. So if you have a list of things that concern you, we'll.
Well,
what you've asked for is a concept, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, okay. Conceptually.
Okay,
but it's got to come back for preliminary, and all that stuff needs to be fixed that time around, or it'll have to come back again.
The main thing we're showing here is we took the roads out of the woods.
Right.
We moved the ponds to the back. We addressed the overall layout, and we can surely work on additional details with you.
What Mr. Johnson's probably saying is that the parking spaces should be conveniently located to serve the units.
I think we understood that.
Yeah, I think.
We got that
part of the record.
Just so there's clarification that I'm not asking for a shuttle service. Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning Nintego MRRPC Change of Zone 1605 site plan, my motion is for approval as a concept with the notation that when they come back for their preliminary approval that one of the specific items that needs to be addressed is appropriate location of the parking.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve Nintego MRRPC Change of Zone 1605 site plan on Route 24 as a concept with the comments stated. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?